Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Guys, it is the top of the hour. Do I have with me Sherry and Fleeta?
You do. You've got Sherry.
This is Fleeta.
Okay, good.
I don't usually ask that because usually I'm the one controlling that, and then this morning I was just not able to do that because of having two wonderful guests on Saturday AM Live. So for those of you just joining us or who are new to the call, because we're every single week, every single Saturday morning, we always get folks that are new. We want to welcome you. I'm your host, Vance Rogers, and with me, with us this morning, is both from... do you guys describe that? Because I know it's not the valley, and I know it's not southern Texas. How do you ladies describe the area of Texas, San Antonio and Austin?
Well, I'm
just Texas.
Well, I'm actually from Pflugerville, and so they say I'm from a rock, between a rock and a weird place, because Round Rock and Austin. That's how I describe it.
And Pflugerville is a German settlement, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and one of my dear roommates lives in Pflugerville, and yes, when it's reminiscent of that wedding, very warm wedding. Well, anything in Texas is going to be warm. But well, thank you again, ladies, for being on the call. This is going to be a little different than we normally do because both of you, together or individually, have more than enough information and things that you could share with us to fill up a whole 30-35 minute time slot on Saturday AM Live. But we're going to do it together because there's a premise for having two sisters, not only being able to work as Nikki and Wellness Consultants together, but being able to do it to the level of tenacity that Sherry and Fleeta have done, and anyone who was on the kickoff call 2 days ago with our new Vice President of Sales, Jonathan Hallstrom, I think, I'm trying to look over my notes here, and what was it that he said about his recent trip to Austin? I believe the event was in Austin, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He said after visiting, and he also, those of you who are in Atlanta, don't take this personal, but he said this of Atlanta as well. But I think he was specifically talking more about what's taking place in Texas in that area. And he said, after these two cities that I visited, Austin and Atlanta, I have discovered for myself, because he's been part of the industry for over a decade now, the network marketing industry, started in his early 20s. He said, Nikken has the best leaders in the field. And I believe he said there were 135 people, or 130 or so, in Austin at the event that he spoke at, and he just couldn't sing the praises loud enough of what, and I know that what's taking place, and I know that you ladies are a big part of that. Your groups, I know you didn't single-handedly do it, but coming under the leadership of Rick Murphy and Terry Latham and so many other amazing people that are down in that area, it's a big deal. So, enough from me. I don't know if we want to go firstborn or youngest first. It doesn't make any difference, but can we take a couple minutes here and just share, Sherry and Fleeta, what... your summed up version story of how you ladies joined Nikken and then how that came about. And feel free, I don't care at all, feel free to interrupt each other as much as you want. I mean, because that's what siblings do, right? I mean, I know that I do that with my brothers.
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't have a problem doing that.
I wouldn't think so at all.
Sherry, you go first because you're the youngest.
I am so glad that you said that, Fleeta, because you asked and I want to just punch the lights out. So, I'm Sherry Dorsey Marshall, for those that might have known me in my past life, and I was a corporate executive with SBC, which is now AT&T, for 29 years, took early retirement, and was looking for what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, because I was 50 when I retired, and I knew that I had a lot of energy left. And I was looking in a newspaper one day because I love animals, wanted to find something to do with the animal kingdom, found an ad for a fundraiser for the SPCA, and sent my resume in for that, but right underneath it was another small little ad, and it talked about that they were looking for leaders, people with experience with training, that had owned or operated their own business. And although I worked at a huge corporation, I always felt like I owned it. So I put in my resume, and Terry Latham called me. And long story short, I got on a big picture, what they used to call a big picture call, that gave a little bit of information about the company with Rick Murphy. And then afterwards, he said, "What do you think?" And I loved everything about it. And, you know, I actually heard them say they had products to help pets, and Rick said he never said that before, but I heard it, I have it in my notes, so somewhere it came out. And and then after that, I'd heard the call, I said, "Sounds fascinating, I'm not interested at all, because it's network marketing." So I just shut it down, and Terry, of course, said, "Well, why don't you come to a meeting, hear a little bit more before you make your final decision?" I said, "Okay." And some of you that are on this call that are building this business, you will still relate to this. I told him yes 5 minutes before the meeting. I called him and told him I changed my mind and I didn't want to go. So he said, "I'm going to be in your area tomorrow." Came by. Long story short, again, did the rollout. I felt something amazing whenever that he was really demonstrating the products, and thought I'd start there. I had phenomenal success with the products. I'd had migraines for over 20 years. All of a sudden they were gone, and couldn't believe it was from that. Did my own test, taking them off the beds, getting away from them, found out it was that, and became super, super excited, knowing that I had something that everybody needed. Didn't understand network marketing still, didn't like the idea of network marketing still, but loved the idea of really being able to help people with something that was so simple, like a sleep system and water. And so then I called my sister. Fleeta, take it away.
Okay. Well, yeah, at
this,
the time...
This is the best way. I have to stop you, because this is the best way to hear the story, because you get the truth. You don't get the embellished version. We don't get the exaggerated version, because neither one of you can lie and stretch it, because both of you are on the phone. So.
I know.
So Fleeta, and I have to ask you, as sisters, great relationship, so-so relationship, you talk on a regular basis, or was this a long-lost phone call out of the blue, Fleeta, for you coming and getting, so,
throw well, in the gap. Actually, at that time, Sherry and I didn't talk that often, once or twice a month, and... But she knew that at that time that I was going through a lot of health challenges. And so she had called me, and she was very concerned about me. And so she said, "You know, I've just joined a company, and I think that there might be something here that could possibly help you. Will you come to Austin and take a look?" And I said, "Well, sure." Because at that time, I don't know if anybody on the call understands, when you're really, really sick and you've gone to doctors and, you're just not getting better, you're looking for anything that can help you. So I made the trip, and when I walked into her house, she had on her kitchen counter, I'll never forget this, she had almost every neat and little gadget on there that you can imagine. She had the Backflex, she had the Mag Creator at that time, she had the shoes to help you lose weight, and et cetera. And she said, look at this, let me put this on you, see if this helps. Let me roll your back. Okay, turn around, let me roll you back. Oh, and the shoes are going to help us lose weight. And finally, she settled down a little bit, and she said, "And will you join me in this business?" And I went, "No." I thought she was crazy. So anyway, I noticed that she kind of got teary-eyed and walked away and went into the room where her computer was. She was trying to hide that she was really crying. And so her husband at that time, Dennis, I asked him, I said, is she really crying? And he goes, yep. And I said, why would she cry over this? And he said, well, because she had asked three of her best friends to join her in business, and she just knew her sister would join her. And I went, oh, my goodness. So I went into the computer room, and I said, okay, Sherry, I said, I will sign up. You know, I don't want to do the business, but I do want to order the products. And she just kind of went, no, you know, her little cry. And I said, come on, Sherry, it's okay. I'm just going to go ahead and sign up with you. And so finally, back and forth, I was literally her first sign up. But one of the things that I did tell Sherry is that I said, I'm going to order some products, but please, please don't hound me about the business.
Now, I have to ask, Cleta, because this is not a typical way to introduce people to NECAN, is that you, a lot of us will say, hey, look, I'm looking for business partners, or do you keep your financial options open, whatever the line may be. But it's not typical to ask that question, and then when you receive the answer that's less than what you're expecting, to go into a hysteric crybaby fit. I know that's not a typical way to handle things. But aside from that, why were you so opposed to, I mean, what was going on in your life that you were so opposed to joining your sister in a business venture?
Well, at the time, it's all about timing. At that particular time, we were right in the middle of building a home. And also at that same time, I was working selling mobile homes, believe it or not, part-time. So I really basically did not see that I had any time at all. What happened, where the turnaround was, I learned enough about NECAN that if I were to do the business, I would have to attend this training called Humans Being More in order to move up in the company. And so Sherry had called me and told me that was coming in Austin. And I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, you know what, just in case I decide I might want to do this later on, I'll just go ahead and go to this. But here comes another thing that she told me that almost stopped me from going. She told me there was homework.
Oh, wait, I'm going to interrupt here. Talk about a hissy fit. This gal threw a total hissy. What? There's I'm not staying up half the night. I said, okay. I mean, oh, wow. She was just out of control. Out of control completely about that, but went anyway.
And I did, because, you know, I could just visualize the old days in school having to come home and do homework. And I, as you can tell, I did not like to do that.
No, and I completely understand. You know, after you've been out of school for 10, 15, well, now 25 years for me, you just don't, there's something about that. At least, and there are some weird people out there, I've met them, that really enjoy that kind of stuff. They enjoy having the extra work to do, busy work, so to speak. But, you know, 4 years ago when I went to a fire academy to be a volunteer firefighter, I hated every single minute of it. I mean, dragging, kicking, and screaming, so I can understand. So maybe we shouldn't tell people about humans being more as far as the homework assignment.
Right before,
you know, maybe right as they walked in to register, maybe we can spring it on them. I know that for you, Fleeta, the products was a big part, and it continues. You shared a few weeks ago when we had people sharing about their recent experiences with the bergisterol, or Bergy, and how it's affected, you know, just normalizing those numbers that we deal with. I'm not going to make any medical claims, but blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, you know, anything that is the cardiovascular, this product, and it's greatly helped you. What was it, though, that for you, or even was it the experience of humans being more, that it was kind of an aha? What was it that said to you, okay, I got to do something with this.
Well, actually, it was a humans being more training. Prior to that, it took me about 6 or 8 months to really get my health back without all of the medications, with the exception of I still had some issues with blood pressure up until the progesterone came out. But it was really the humans being more training that turned everything around, because when I went to that, it was like a light bulb went off, and it was like, I get it. I get it. I remember coming home and telling my husband, I am so excited. I understand what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm going forward with this full force.
And
so it was amazing.
He was supportive of that?
Yes, at first, he was not supportive of the business. Now, he saw the difference in my health. But in the beginning, you know, he questioned, you know, he said, why are you buying that stuff? You know, why are you spending money on that? But he did see the difference in my health. So, I mean, he didn't just say, no, you can't do that. But once he saw the excitement when I came home from the humans being more, and then I progressed from there as far as building a network, and then he saw some of the checks coming in, that kind of did a light bulb with him, too.
Now,
so,
I want to throw this out, because I don't usually so much talk about the checks. I did this at our meeting a couple weeks ago here in Portland, and I asked one of our local leaders, Jim Winger, he's a platinum, as both of you ladies are, and I said, Jim, what's the largest check that you've ever received from Neken? And for him, it was over $13,000. And, you know, you could kind of see some of the shock in the room. Well, for your husband to see a check coming in, as you said it, what was it that was significant as far as the amount that caused him to, you know, pay attention?
I got a check for almost $7,000. And... And he goes, what? I said, I told you, this is real. This is real. And at the time, too, we didn't know, you know, you've got to understand kind of our background. We have been entrepreneurs. We've owned and operated all of our own businesses throughout our married life, and we have no retirement. Well, we didn't. Mm-hmm. And so that was wearing on us because, you know, we're 60. And no retirement, what are we going to do? And so that was an aha moment for him as well. And then he told me, he said, I tell you what, I'm going to continue to work 5 more years in the corporate world. You go and build this full time so that we can retire when I'm 66. And that happened a year and a half ago.
Wow. You know, that's something that I don't feel so bad the way you just presented that, because as a 43-year-old today, and those of you who joined the call a few minutes late missed the most awful rendition of Happy Birthday being sung on conference call line that you'll ever hear. Just don't even go back and listen to the recording. I'm hoping it wasn't recorded. I appreciate the spirit of it. But that many voices at the same time on the phone, it was rough. But being a 43-year-old, looking at the picture of our demographics of our culture, 65, 66, you know, 70 is that retirement, that magic number, and 20 years out from that, and Stacey and I are in the same boat. Our retirement is our Neken business. And
that's
a different way of looking at it and trying to communicate to others what residual income is all about. Felita, I want to not to cut you short at all, but I want to bounce back to Sherry here, because both of you, once you grasp the potential of the what we call the Neken business, it's nothing. Sometimes I think we overcomplicate this. It's nothing really more than doing what both of you did. And that was hook up with some of the products, get an experience, share that with other people, and connect folks to Neken. Am I wrong in that?
You're right.
You're right in that, but I will say one thing. The reason Felita wasn't excited about joining me in business is I didn't present the business.
Hmm.
I asked her if she wanted to join me in business, but I did not know. To me, the business was the products, because I didn't understand yet that there was more to that. That's what happened to almost everyone that I presented to, even the first year.
Okay.
So I think that's a real valuable lesson. That I mean, I went silver without one business builder. I mean, Cleta was in there, but she wasn't a business builder yet. You know, she was someone absolutely that was, you know, adamant on not building the business and getting mad at me every time I called her about it.
So to fast forward to today, how would you say to those listening on the line or to the recorded version, how do you present the business now in a tangible form? Let's say you bumped into me and we didn't have time to talk about then, but we get together for coffee and we're sitting down, and how do you present what the business of Nikan is?
Well, you know, I think that the most important thing is, if I would have sat down with Fleta, for example, and said, Fleta, what's your retirement look like? And she's going to say, I don't have one. And I'm going to say, what's your plan? I mean, what's your real plan? Do you think you're going to have to work until you die? And she'd probably say, well, the way it looks right now, yes. Then I would say, do you want to look at something that absolutely could change that for you, that could really make a difference, have an income stream that you control, and that you never have to worry about that again? And you can answer that question with yes. I've got my retirement covered. That's what I would do today. Mm-hmm. Back then, all I did was spout off about the products and say, do you want to join me in business? And that's why my three friends said no, too. They were like, my goodness.
So your tear ducts were well lubed.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, I thought I've made a mistake. I thought I could do this. I had always been successful in what I'd done before. One of the things we didn't talk about is that, you know, I was in for 3 months, 4 months, and one of Terry's other front lines, Rose Pace, came in. She's very successful in business. We wrote a training package on how to get started in Nikan. Ask us how many people we had in? None. But we wrote the training, you know, because we thought we understood what we were doing. We knew how to build teams. We did not know anything about network marketing.
And that right there, and I have to stop you, is because it's such a, even right up front, I believe Sherry, it was you that said, never having been in network marketing, coming from the corporate world, we just think it adapts over. And it really doesn't, because ultimately the corporate structure is never about how someone right from the get-go can literally in a few short years get all the way to the top level of that, you know, whether it's a president, CEO, whatever structure you're using as an example. You just can't do it like we can in network marketing. So it's completely a foreign concept. So I think it's hilarious that right from the get-go, you and Rose, because I remember Rose, would put together something not having done anything, and we've seen that before, and I'm just as guilty as you get a couple wins or a couple grand slams, and you think you got it all figured out, and you go out there and try and share that with the world, and it's not the case. So having an income stream that I control is how to do it differently. Sherry, I want to go back as well. There's a million different directions we could go with this. The focus that I wanted to really communicate to folks is the power of working with a team. And you two modeled that as not only as sisters, and so there's part of that DNA connection that makes it so sweet. However, in the groups, in that part of Texas, and out all the way up into Dallas and other parts of the state. Well, actually, and it crosses out of the state all over. But one of the things that you've been very successful with is working with teams of people. How do you do that?
Well, I'll go first.
I don't care who answers.
Yeah, I'll go first, and then I'll turn it over to Fleta. I think one of the most important things is not to assume what somebody wants. And I think that's a mistake a lot of us make, at the beginning at least, is that you assume somebody's excited, oh, wow, they want to build this business. And so then you drag them around for a year and find out that's not their dream. It's not what they're willing to put their effort and energy into. So That the way I would answer that a few years ago to today would be totally different, because today, to build a team, first of all, you sit down with them, find out really where they want to go, develop some sort of a plan as detailed as possible. If they're brand new, it's hard to put all the names down for the people that they think may go, but to have a plan in place so that they start to see the vision of how the team comes together. But I think it's so important to then find out, is this person that you're going to spend your time with, are they going to put in their energy? You know, their time, their effort, their energy. Because if they're not, cut your losses.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds crude to some people. They're like, what do you mean? They really need this. Well, they may need it, but if they're not willing to put in the time, the effort, and the energy, they are not going to build it. And you're going to frustrate yourself and you're going to frustrate them.
You know,
so
and that could be either way, even with introducing them to the Nikan solution that we have.
Right.
If we really see that, man, this person's in a wheelchair, they're dealing with, just from the physical, the outside looking in, they're dealing with a lot of issues. I need to spend the time with them, because if I don't, I just feel bad because I have a moral obligation. But if they don't want to be well, we can't help them, can we?
No. And if they're not open to a natural solution, because I tell people, first, ask them, are you open to a really natural solution that could absolutely, you know, change your health for the better? And some people will flat out tell you, I'm going to take my prescription drugs, and I go, great, good luck to you. If you ever change your mind, call me. I'm not going to fool with them. I mean, why do that? I mean, not that I'm telling them to get off their prescription drugs, but if that's their mindset completely, you
mm-hmm.
can ask my husband in here, because he's had heart problems. We've been married just over a little bit more than a year and a half, and he totally bought into the doctor thing. And as long as he said, what happened to my vitamins? I said, as long as you're taking all that other poison, I'm not wasting my money on the good stuff. And he went, oh, my gosh, are you serious? I said, oh, yeah. And he got cut off from the vitamins.
And she's telling the truth, Vance.
I am telling the truth, and now he's back on them, because now he went to his doctor and said, what can I get off of? You know, but I'm not placing it.
That's the start. Yeah, because it was Dorothy Twine shared with us last Saturday, 96 pills a day.
Yeah.
And until someone gets to the point of saying, look, I don't want to go that method of drugs and surgery, because I just, until they get there, we can't help them. And it's the same thing financially. If they can't see it, we can't help them. So our responsibility, and I like the way you said, is not to assume what someone wants, but ask them. I mean, that's brilliant. Fleeta, what about you? How do you take somebody and really build a team? Because ultimately, and this is one thing that I didn't mention before, ultimately network marketing and what we do as Nikan Wellness Consultants is building a team. It's not getting, like Stacy and I did last month, got one guy and he went executive all on his own. And he won't open his mouth and talk to anybody, but he wanted everything and he made that investment, which is fine. I'm not going to stop him. I kept suggesting all through the month, hey, you know, this would be a great thing if you mention these people's names. And I say, why don't we call them? No, I'm not a salesman. And he wouldn't do it, which is okay. So I found out the answer to the questions by not even asking them. But for you, Fleeta, do you find that's true to build it? Because we are responsible. You don't go silver. Sherry just mentioned she went silver solely by herself from basically introducing people to what Nikan solutions were. But it really wasn't building a team of people to carry on and duplicate that vision.
Well, I think what has happened now, there's been a shift even in our business in the last 6 to 8 months. And because of the economy, people are looking for ways to make an income stream. And so we are approaching people with the vision of Nikan. And the way that we have built our team, number one, we really are building relationships with our group. We moved our meeting out of a hotel room years and years and years because it was dwindling down to, you know, 6, 7, sometimes 10 people a week. And we started the Dine and Discover which is held at a restaurant. And we start a half hour early so people can come in and order something to eat. We just kind of share stories and mingle. And then we have a presentation from 7 to 8. And we have seen a tremendous growth doing that. We were laughing the other day because I told Sherry, I said, yeah, group was down this week. We only had 22 people. And Sherry goes, oh, my gosh, Fleta, do you remember? You used to only have 7 or 8. But now it's growing to, you know, 25, 30, sometimes 40 people in the room. And it's the excitement. Everybody's excited. Mm-hmm. And so you build off of that excitement. And then you find out who your leaders are, who really wants to build this. And that's the people that you focus on. And Terry Latham has been just such a great, great mentor and helping us build towards, to get us to platinum, and Sherry as well. But, you know, one of the things that he had us do on his mentoring call is read the book, Beach Bunny. And it shows this man, you know, of all of his struggles and all the time that he was in network marketing, and now he's so very, very successful. But it's showing the numbers, you know, like, oh my gosh, is this all I'm going to get? You know, and I'm doing all this work, and it's true. If you keep going and never lose your faith that it's there, and to see new people every week, that's the key. That's where I finally got it. 3 to 5 people a week in front of is how we're growing these big teams. And then connecting them into, you know, phone calls and big events. When we go to an event now, we average, you know, somewhere between, I think this last one we had 11 in Austin. We had a lot of people out of town. But we're gearing up for the next event. The next big event, of course, is convention. And so we've got a lot of people going to that. So really, that's how we're building the team, is those relationships.
I want to reiterate, because you mentioned a couple things here that you're doing to build these teams, to really build a network. And that's what ultimately, if we go way back up to the beginning of our conversation, that if you want to build a healthy retirement, a financial retirement, it's not built on the backs of other people buying a one-time sleep system. Although that's great, and it's great for them, it's about building a team of people and saying, look at that. Who do you know that you would think would want to benefit in the same results you've had? But you mentioned the book Beach Money, and you ladies had mentioned that when you were on the President's Club call a few weeks ago. And again, it's Beach Money, and it's very, very simple. And the concept, and I haven't even read the book, but just from the way you guys presented it, the concept is being able to sit on the beach, if that's your thing. If it's not, you know, then sorry, but being able to do something that you enjoy doing that you would not consider, or not, we would not label it in our culture as actively working and exchanging time for money, but the money continues to come in, reproductive residual income, because you took the time to invest in others, and thus you've created it. And I also want to go back to the two words you used, dine and discover. So you're at a restaurant or at a hotel,
mm-hmm.
restaurant, and do you schlep all the products in with you to that meeting?
Yes, we have a private room, and I got to tell you, Vince, that was the hardest part, is finding a restaurant that had a private room that would work with us and not charge us, and they only get paid with what we eat and drink when we gather there. So we've got a beautiful, beautiful room. It's very large, and we're able to set up all of our products in the back. And we call it Dine and Discover. So we're dining and mingling, socializing, and discovering new friends and a new way of life with Nikon.
Okay.
I'd like to say something here about Fleta's teamwork part, too, because I've never seen anyone in my life that does anything any better, and I know she's my sister, but as far as really when someone decides they want to take this to the next level, that they want to build a business, she's the first one to get in there and say, let's do something in your home. Let's get people together in your home. What day? She gets her calendar out. What day can we do this? Let's start. You know, so she absolutely drives them to that next thing that's going to help them get excited and get them going. And the change that has happened over the last, like, 2 or 3 years that I've seen in her is before she would do that, and she would do it over and over and over and over again for the same people, which is great. I mean, you're getting in front of people, but you're not getting free.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make this another job, or you can absolutely separate it and really have freedom. She has done awesome the last 2 years determining the people that will take it and run with it. And I think the real key is to do those in homes to get, yes, you're going to do the first one for that new person, but the very next time you're going to get that new person up, which is what she does. And then the next time after that, you could be the one in the audience just listening to them. So it's about really teaching them how to do their own in homes, not doing it all for them, because then it dies out.
Mm-hmm. So it literally right from the get-go, Sherry, the way you're saying that, what you're observing, what Fleet is doing, and I love the concept you're saying, you just whip out the calendar and say, hey, when, and Dave Stoltzfus, who's the guru that I refer to as my mentor, who's been in network marketing just as long as I've been alive, so 4 decades under his belt, the phrase that he uses that we take people once they join, literally from rank to rank or position to position, or title to title, and we take them also from meeting to meeting. What's the next thing? Always looking forward. And at the same time, whereas the exact opposite of that is what people are used to in their normal jobs. Because
right.
they keep going back to the same thing. There's nothing new and exciting down the road. And so we're kind of swimming upstream in this. So we literally have to re-educate folks. The way you're presenting this is to get them to see the next thing. And the media doesn't do this either, because they want to focus on the doom and the gloom and stay safe and stay in the status quo, don't think out of the box. And so when do you hand somebody a copy, or when do you tell them, hey, go get a copy of this book, Beach Money?
As soon as I know that they are, you know, serious about building the business, then I sit down and talk with them. In fact, I've got a new person today that we're going to meet with that I will be presenting this to. The other thing that we're doing, Vance, is, again, you know, Terry mentors us and tells us to make it simple, and that is that we're utilizing the 2015 Freedom CD.
Mm-hmm.
And especially a new person, you know, when they join, they do not know what to say. I remember I used to fumble over my words, and I felt stupid and didn't know really what to say. Well, this does it for us. So, you know, we just pique their interest and say, you know, I have a CD here. The first 8.5 minutes is Rick Murphy. He gives you a rundown of the company, our purpose, and our mission. And the rest are simple testimonials. And then, you know, we let them look at it and say, do you know of anybody with any of these conditions? And almost always they know somebody with one of those conditions listed on there. And then we have them give that to someone and follow up with them within a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making it simple and exciting.
And that this is something that I know, Sherry, you are adamant about this, because you and I have talked before that within 24 to 48 hours, and Fleeta, you just said it, that do you know anybody with any one of these conditions? Immediately, you're not even focusing on them, but you're immediately spinning it around and saying, hey, here's a gift that you've been given. Why don't you re-gift it to somebody else?
Right.
And that's sheer brilliance. In the sense of just immediately, and I think my dad used to always ask the question, let me rephrase that, I know my dad used to always ask the question, and he still does, who do you know? And literally taking the gift away from them, and people from a sense of fear of loss will say, hey, I want to join, I want to do this. What do you mean, who do I know? And so you're not really telling them to listen to the whole CD, which would probably blow people out of the water because there's over an hour worth of stories on there. You're just looking at the index.
Exactly.
On there. Okay. Fantastic.
I think too, Vance, something that you just brought up. People wonder why they're talking to people and they'll say, I'm not interested, thank you anyway. It's because they're hitting them direct, and people are so used to being, oversold or, whatever, that if you go in and say, listen, I'm doing this great business, I really see you doing this with me, then all of a sudden their walls have gone up because they're like, oh, no. And especially if they're your friend, then they're like, oh, no, the further I get into this, the more it's going to hurt their feelings or hurt our relationship if I tell them no, and I want to tell them no now. So I think putting it as, sometimes, yes, it's appropriate to hit them directly. But a lot of times doing exactly what your dad used to do and what Fleeta just talked about and saying, do you know anyone, then it takes it off their shoulders of feeling like they've got to let you down by saying no.
Exactly. We've utilized the time that we have, and I want to be sensitive to people's schedule, and we could continue this conversation on forever and ever, which some people will want to do when they see you, ladies, at the convention, which I will go ahead and put in a commercial. If you haven't made the decision for that, you need to do that. I believe the discount for early registration has expired. However, Jonathan Hallstrom did mention this on the kickoff call a few days ago, and I want to encourage you, folks, if you missed that call, go listen to the recording. It's on the website. Click under events and under conference calls. It's right there. It's 30 minutes long exactly, so you don't have to worry about it running on and on like the host of this call sometimes does. But listen to it, and you're going to get the gist of why it's imperative to be at the convention. And he said a couple things in there that, I'm looking at my notes here, a convention will be epic, is one of the things he said. But he is traveling around, and you can look on the events section as well to find out where he's going to be, because in the next couple weeks, he's offering, for those of people who come out to an event, and I can't remember all the cities he's going to be in. Cleveland is one of them. Orlando was another. Spokane, at the Spokane Eagle Expo. But he's going to be offering an incentive that will only be offered at that event that he's at to get to the convention. So, Sherry Fleeta, let's finish with this. Why is the convention so imperative for people who are serious about building a retirement, building a future with Nikin?
Fleeta, you go.
Well, first of all, you are around thousands of people that have the like-mindedness of all. It's like we are one big, huge family. And you feel the energy, you feel the excitement, and you get to hear other people's testimonials, their journeys and everything, and you can relate to some of those. But your team, if you have your team there, you feel a bonding type. And then you know that the next year you're going to have even more people. And I feel like it's critical to build your organization is to be at that convention and get your people there.
Sherry?
I totally agree. I think that, it's like, why wouldn't you be there? If this is your own business, this is the one event of the year where all of your leaders come together. What could possibly be more important in your business than to attend this? And, it changes your whole vision. Once that you see all of those people and you see who has achieved success, your vision's going to get bigger than it's ever been. There's nothing more important for you to be able to go out of there and say, let me tell you, next year I'm bringing a team of 100.
Mm-hmm.
And it will change the direction of your business to a better, higher height.
And I love the way you just said that. If this is your business, fill in the blank. And this is one of those imperative things that you do. And one of the things that Jonathan mentioned was that people are kind of freaking out, going, oh, I got to fly all the way out there and the expenses, the ticket, for just one day. And he said, well, you need to understand, we've crammed everything into one day to make it that way. And then they put the bronze training prior to the event. That's all day Friday is the bronze training. And I know very little about that other than the fact that I believe it's being patterned after the bronze training that is currently being done in the Latin and South American countries, that they're seeing a huge, huge success with it. It's basic network marketing nuts and bolts to get this thing up and running. So totally different from humans being more. Not at all related at all. And then Saturday is the convention, and then Sunday is the Royal Alliance portion. And I don't know as much about that as even as little as I know about the bronze training. But you can kind of pick and choose. But Saturday is the main thing. And so if your schedule only permits that, then that's what you take in. But the other element, too, and I know both of you ladies actually saw this building before you mentioned Terry Latham, and he for years just never had the opportunity to see that World Headquarters building. And that's something that's just right down the road from the Anaheim Convention Center in Irvine, California. And you talk about an epic experience. It's just seeing that. And I'm not putting the cart before the horse. You both have been there, right? To the
I have not.
I have not.
And I'm going. Actually, I'm going on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I lead up to that thinking that...
Sorry, but we got to be truthful.
Oh, we duplicated. What can I tell you?
You duplicated what your leader, Mr. Latham, did. Okay, well, I'll have to give him a good smack upside the head when I see him in 6 weeks for that one. Yeah, way to duplicate there, leader. I take it for granted because I've been there so many times for both Stacy and I, even our kids. That's just natural. So when they see a commercial on TV, they say, oh, there's an Eakin building, you know, because they know what it looks like.
That's funny. Well, I know what it looks like.
I'll tell you, let me just give it, and I know I've talked a lot, and I don't want to edge you guys out, but it is so crucial when you're talking to people, and I'm not about reaching the next generation or the Gen X crowd. I've never, ever gotten into that because I don't know which group I am in, the X, the Ys, the Zs, or if we're starting back over with the As, or I don't care how we're labeled and how we're categorized. People are people. We've got to introduce and give the gift that we've been experiencing to everybody. That being said, there are people that recognize significance, and a 213,000 square foot facility that was built for around $60 million, debt free, that says something. And when you can point to a, you know, Chevy commercial with Howie Long, or you can point to a movie with Robert Downey Jr. like Iron Man and say, yeah, that's our facility. That's our base of operations, and we don't commute to that, but that's what we get to tap into. I mean, that's significant. So that's part of why going to Southern California, experiencing a convention is so crucial. One last final question. We talked about a lot of different things, and I would encourage people, if you didn't write notes down, if you're a typical West Coast person, not that you're in this box, this category, but if you're laying in bed listening to our conversation and you didn't have a pen and paper in front of you, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to the recording, www.saturdayamlive.com. But Sherry and Fleeta, where do you see this going? You've got a solid foundation built. You've seen some high checks over the last few years. Maybe you've seen some low. I mean, Fleeta mentioned that getting $7,000 and still kind of playing this game. And I know you wouldn't call it playing back then because you were actively working. But 3 to 5 people a week is actively working. Where do you see this? Where do you see Nikon? You're both platinums at this point. You're both eligible for the lifestyle bonus, which is something that other companies don't offer. Where's it going from here?
Well, I know, this is Fleeta. I know the next goal for Sherry and I both is Platinum President's Club, but we've always said that we want to go diamond together, and that is our goal. We are really, really working on that.
and we're excited about it. And we've said we want to be in the magazine together on the front page. But we got to stick John in there somewhere, my husband. I guess we could stand behind the two of us. healthy family.
Oh, yeah, healthy family.
And Sherry, what about, and that's something that's significant that people don't understand, and the Platinum President's Club, and I know Terry and Rick have done a beautiful job of explaining why that's the next level. So just as once you reach gold, once you've done that, well, the next level really is not platinum, it's gold lifestyle bonus, the lifestyle kicker that comes in over and above your regular commission check every single month. So for you, Sherry, what's next? And I think Fleet already answered that. But
She did answer it. And the reason that the President's Club is so important is it's showing the stability in your business, just so that people understand that. You know, they're like, well, what's the big deal with that? It's showing the stability in your business before you go to the next step. Now, if it happens all at the same time, we're okay with that, too. You know, I mean, we won't just say, okay, it's got to go in this order. But, you know, I would like to say one last thing, and I think it's a thing that for Fleet and I drives us both. And we have fun with this business. The reason you wouldn't want to miss convention is because you're going to have more fun than you should be entitled to have. Mm-hmm. The reason you should build this business is that if you make it fun, you will have more fun than you ever have in your whole life. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you're helping people. You're helping pets, I hope, too. But you're helping people to really achieve what they want health-wise and income-wise. And I just can't imagine doing anything else in my life. I'm just so thankful that I didn't walk away from this. And I have to thank Terry Latham for being in my neighborhood, wink, wink, because he wasn't. But for him taking that extra step to make sure that I knew about it, and for my sister to, even though that I had to cry to do it, which is a talent, you know, that she came in and that we are getting to work together every single day of our lives.
And if we so choose to utilize that method of introducing people and kind of letting the tear ducts flow, just make it genuine, you know, make it so it's real. And it could very well work for you.
I charge for lessons on that.
She's real good, too.
I will echo what you just said, in that a convention experience is probably having the most fun that you would ever have while still being sober, okay? And one who is not a regular consumer of adult beverages, I just don't, because half a glass of wine and my head's spinning like a top, and so I just don't. It's just not fair. But that's only because the Nikan lifestyle has afforded me to get really close to the size I was 25 years ago when I graduated from high school, and I'm kind of loving it. Some of my classmates didn't like it so much. They actually called me out at our reunion a few weeks ago and said, Vance, what is the deal with you? I mean, you skinny people, Vance, come on. And I thought, wow, this is a good problem to have. And I wanted to say out loud, well, what's the deal with you being so fat, Todd? But I didn't. I held back. I do have some restraint. So, again, thank you, Sherry Marshall and Fleeta Taylor, for being on the call. I hope this is beneficial to the listeners. And I've got them all muted because it is that control thing for me. But if it was beneficial to you, here's what I'm going to suggest you doing. Tell somebody about it. Take and go to SaturdayAMLive.com, and you can copy that link and drop in an email to somebody and say, hey, I heard these two guys, you know, these two gals sharing with this other guy interrupting them all the time, and this is their story, and I think, you know, to each person. But again, to reiterate, the Freedom 2015 CD, you can get that from Blue Ribbon Video. You can get it from Focus on Growth. It doesn't matter where you get it from. You can even download it off of Dennis and Ruth's website if you want to do that and burn your own copies. But they're very, very inexpensive. I think if you order 50 or more from Blue Ribbon, you get them for $2 a piece or $1.50 a piece. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've ordered them. But utilize that stuff. And then one other announcement that I will make. I think I mentioned kind of the nuts and bolts, the best part of the kickoff call. Yeah, I did. Sherry, I believe it was you had said that you get to see people at convention that will, I mean, just allow the vision to be expanded in your own mind. Next Saturday, we've got a gentleman who, actually, I believe he shared at convention in Cancun almost a year ago, and I had people telling me about him because we were in Africa at the time, in Ethiopia, bringing our daughter home, and so we couldn't be in Africa and Cancun, Mexico at the same time, but Carl Eaton. Carl Eaton, out of Boise, or near Boise, Idaho, I believe, is one of these new up-and-coming people that, as a silver wellness consultant, has already pulled in commission checks of over $10,000 a month as a silver. And for those of you who don't understand the gravity of that, this is huge, right? Right, Sherry? Fleeta?
Yes, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the model that he's using. When I contacted him, and I'll reiterate this again next week, but I said, what are you doing to pull that off? I'm just curious, you know, inquiring minds want to know. And he said to me, I just tell people to go to my website. I said, just take a couple minutes. Just humor me. Go to my website and read my story. So I did. It's not that exciting. I mean, I thought, well, what is it that people are saying? But it's the truth. He's conveying his truth of being laid off, of not having a job, of making a decision, now is my time. I got to do this. And he shares the results that he's had with Nikan Solutions as far as his physical results. And Sherry and Fleeta, by the way, thank you for using that word, the word solutions, because Nikan doesn't make products. They don't manufacture technologies. They simply offer us solutions. And the way that you are conveying that really makes it easier for people to understand, and I hope that we all can, you know, take a little lesson and learn that. So Carl Eaton will be with us next Saturday, and so be sure to tune in. And if you wanna introduce somebody to Nikan, this could be a great way to introduce him. Like Sherry had mentioned, she heard right from the very beginning a big picture call, and this interview with Carl Eaton could be one of those. So get him on the line. So again, Sherry, Fleeta, thank you so very much. You've made my birthday a tremendous day. It's a great way to start it. And I think I may go back to bed, actually.
Happy birthday, Dan. Thank you for having
us. Yes, happy birthday, and thank you for having us on.
All right, everyone. If there's anything I can do, don't hesitate to contact me. And if not, we don't talk before then, we'll chat next Saturday. Have a great, fantastic Labor Day weekend, everybody. Bye-bye for now.